you and to give to you eternal life, because it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we're partners in that as a church.
If you like what you hear, be sure to tune in on Saturdays at 10 a.m. right here at 99.1 FM WJMM.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues in the series, What About the Spiritual Father Thing?
Samaritan came. Someone from someplace else had to come. And he put oil on his wounds, bound him up. Oh, my goodness. What a picture of Jesus. But then I want to pick it up in verse number 10, or verse number 34 of Luke chapter 10. And it says, he came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave it to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him. Now, I believe that the inn, I believe we would call it a motel, or us people that travel more, a hotel, because we ain't staying in motels. God is too good to stay in cheap hotels. When Pastor Bob and Debbie went with Elizabeth and me to Europe, we came home, and I've told you all the story before. We're walking through the Lexington airport, and I hear them behind us, and Debbie goes, I like traveling with Pastor Jim and Elizabeth. They told us, they said, we've never stayed in hotels like this. They didn't know that, you know, the United Lounge existed in the airport, and we're in there in leather seats, and they're bringing us food, and they're like, we didn't even know this exists. There's a whole world out there most of the church world doesn't know exists. But then he told the innkeeper, take care of him. Now, I understand that there's a belief, and I don't think it's wrong to say the innkeeper's the Holy Spirit, but I believe this innkeeper is spiritual fathers. Keep a watch over them. If you put that together with Ephesians chapter 4, he said the ministry gifts were given to nurture. Can we go? Are we okay? Okay, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Well, Pastor, I'm going to tell you one thing. I hear God like anybody else, and I don't need no man or woman over me. I got God over me. Have you found out that God really can't correct you in person? Okay, let me ask this a little differently.
Oh, yes, he can.
Well, you and him are the only one who knows if he actually did. So God has placed it. See, I understand some of you are a whole lot further along than I am, but I need flesh and blood that I can reach out and talk to and say, what do you think about this? That doesn't diminish my relationship with God, but God has ordained it that I'm going to put people in your path that are going to help keep you in line. Not saying we discount God. But how many have ever known that you know that you know that you know that you know you thought you heard God? And you knew it was God. And then you found out it was just what you wanted. Okay. I don't want to lose you on this because I'm not getting goofy with it, I promise. I don't do goofy, don't like goofy, don't allow goofy. But 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. He says, I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Paul is taking his authority over the church at Corinth, telling him, I'm not doing this just to be mean. I'm trying to help you because I see you as my kids. And he goes on and explains a little further, verse 15, for if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, you would not have many fathers. Tutors don't correct, they just teach. And see, we got many tutors. I mean, you can go online and find someone that it's tooting, that's tutoring, that's teaching. I'm sorry, my mind just... That's that bring every thought captive, but it was too late, it got out. Because teacher's job is to teach. But a father teaches and corrects. Because a father knows more about you than a teacher does. I want you, that's, a father can see things a teacher can. A teacher's got, you know, you go to class, you got a teacher that teaches a subject, you go to the next teacher, you get another subject, you go to the next teacher, you get another subject. But you come home, it's a different relationship. Because the father knows more about you than what a teacher just, that's what Paul's saying. You got a lot of teachers. He said, for you to have countless tutors in Christ, you would not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Now, they didn't get saved through Paul. But he's saying a part of the gospel is that you acknowledge you need a spiritual father. And see, Corinth had a problem with it. They didn't like Paul. There's a scripture that Paul says, I'm putting it in Pastor Jim's translation, which will be out soon. I'm just kidding. I'm not qualified to translate the Bible. I almost brought it out tonight. I will eventually. But Tasha bought me the pirate version of the Bible. They translated the entire Bible into pirate speak. I mean, verses start with "arr." So eventually I'm going to bring it out. I just don't think you're ready for it yet. I got to slide it in every so often. But it got to the place that Corinth even told Paul. He heard the rumors and they called him short, fat, and ugly. He said, I know I'm base among you. And he said, but through the gospel, part of you receiving the gospel is accepting the spiritual covering that I am to you. That's what Paul's telling them. He said, you got a lot of teachers. Remember when he said that? Some say, I'm of Paul. Some say, I'm of Apollos. And then the real spiritually mature ones say, I am of Christ. I've met some people that Jesus was their only pastor, and boy, did they get messed up. Now look at this. He said, I became your father through the gospel. Now, this position of a spiritual father, I brought this out sometime. But it means there's a relationship. It means it's not somebody I'm just watching on TV. It's not somebody that wouldn't know me from anybody if I walked up to them. Well, how do you know that, Pastor? Because Paul doesn't stop there with just saying, I became your father through the gospel. Verse 16, therefore I exhort you, be imitators of me. How can you be an imitator if you don't know each other? I don't do this. Y'all know this. I don't act one way behind the pulpit and another way out from behind it. You have to know somebody to know, do I want to imitate their life? Go to Exodus chapter 26. See, God has placed this system of spiritual covering in the church. It's for our benefit. And this is interesting because if you go back to Exodus chapter 26, it's funny to me because God is such a specific God. And when you read through Exodus, I don't know, starting at about chapter 20, when he lays out the tabernacle, every detail is laid out. I mean, what the rings are made of and how many rings go on each part and how long the cords are and how long the stakes are and how far the stakes go out from the side of the tabernacle. But this is interesting to me because he goes into great detail In verse number 1 of Exodus chapter 26, he says, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of skillful workmen." Now go down to verse number 7. "Then you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains." God lays out 4 layers of covering over his presence. Yeah, Pastor, that's Old Testament. Well, we're going to get there in a minute, because Paul told the church at Corinth those things were given to us as examples. They were a shadow of the things to come. But God is, when I look at this, what I'm seeing is, if we want the presence of God to come and dwell, that covering has to be in place. Okay, go to Numbers chapter 4. See, those are just 2 examples of the cut. There was actually 4 layers of covering over the tabernacle. Those are just 2 of the examples. But from the beginning, God established for his presence to reside with his people, covering had to be in place. Numbers chapter 4. See, I don't want to be a part of a church that's not moving. I mean, it's what we're talking about. We want a move of God, right? We don't want a sedentary of God. Right. Now, the reason I'm bringing that out is because this is so interesting to me, because now God's telling them, here's what you got to do when the tabernacle's moving. God didn't say, "I'll come and visit the tabernacle." He said, "I will dwell between the cherubim on the Ark of the Covenant." And it was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. But now, it's time for the tabernacle to move. So Numbers chapter 4 and verse number 5, it says, "When the camp sets out, Aaron and his sons..." Now, what part of Israel was Aaron and his sons? Anybody remember? The priesthood? Could we bring that over to a... I mean, could we... let's just keep going. We'll just read what it says. It says, "Aaron and his sons," the priesthood, "shall go in, and they shall take down the veil of the screen and cover the Ark of the Testimony, and they shall lay a covering of porpoise skin on it, and it shall be spread over a cloth of pure blue, and it shall insert its poles. Over the table of the bread of the presence they shall also spread a cloth of blue, and put it on the dishes and the pans and the sacrificial bowls." So everything doing that you do work with in the tabernacle had to be covered. And God is laying it out. If we want to be effective in what we're doing in the presence of God, it takes a covering. Now listen, beloved, how do I know, what's a good way? What's a good litmus test? Is this a healthy covering to be under, or an unhealthy covering to be under? If you'll notice, the only one getting benefit from the covering is what's under it. If a covering starts to make it about them, if it starts to become, "Hey, it's what you can do for me, I'm your covering." It's not what it says. The whole purpose of that covering is to benefit what's under it. Go to verse number 11. You still okay?
Again, this whole... Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have 2 services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." The preceding program was sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church. Your speaker was the pastor, Jim Schreiner.
Radio that makes a difference. Central Kentucky's Life 99.
The following program is sponsored by Faith Victory Church.